Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. Hope everybody's had a great week, has been able to get outside some this week. It's kind of been kind of.
Yeah. It's the dog days of summer.
It is. But I hope that hadn't stopped y'all from getting out on the lake a little bit, doing some fishing. It stopped us.
Yeah, we didn't get out this week. We had plans.
But the reason we're trying to get in this week is because we have a very busy week next week, Dad.
We do.
Where are we going to be?
ICAST.
Yeah.
Back to sunny, hot, humid Orlando, Florida.
For the whole week. Yay! killer afternoon storms where you can't hear people talk inside the...
Oh, yeah, the Orange County Convention Center.
The Convention Center, yep.
Because it's raining so hard on the roof, you can't hear yourself think inside.
Means we have to get a close parking spot, so when we leave that afternoon, we won't have to run too far.
That's just part of going to Florida in the summertime.
Which is why we don't go to Florida in the summertime.
Navigating the rain.
We don't go to Florida. That is the whole point.
You just kind of cool. You've got two women's mixers down there.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of the same stuff the past couple of years, but this year will be a little different.
Yeah, it's going to
so
be
I'm
different.
I'm excited.
We will be attending the Strike King Media Dinner on Thursday night.
You know they're going to have some good food.
Oh, you just don't want to know what all we're having.
I know we're having sushi. having sushi.
Oh, yes. The gang is back together.
Yep. If y'all don't already know, anytime we take a business trip somewhere, there's always a sushi stop involved.
Well, this year's going to be fun because we're doing sushi with the gang. Anthony
and
Clifford.
Oh, Anthony's going to be there. That's right.
So we're going down and get a condominium. Clifford Weedman is coming up from Texas. He's going to stay with us. And Anthony Gagliari is going to stay with us. And it's always a fun time. We have a good time together. But it always involves a sushi stop. And Clifford wants to see you do the...
not the wasabi challenge.
The wasabi shot.
No, okay. So, see, that's what I was going to get to. So, like, I don't think I've ever seen Clifford Weedman come so close to his eyes popping out and then, like, steam coming out of his ears. We were sitting in this hole-in-the-wall sushi place, and we were all trying to, like, be normal. And then there's
Clifford.
And he's over there eating straight wasabi.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
And, I mean, it's like the whole thing.
Yeah, it's
and
not like he takes a little bite. He just picks up the whole ball of wasabi.
But you could, if you watched him close enough, you could slowly see his face get a little red. And then it just went white. And then he was like, I need milk.
Clifford's from Texas, so he's used to the hot stuff. But, yeah.
And he goes, ha!
Talked to Clifford for an hour the other day, and he was spraying wasps with a water hose and crushing them on the ground, and that's what our conversation revolved around. Oh, wait a minute. Here's number 13. Hang on a second.
Only Clifford.
Only Clifford. We have a good time. But yeah, ICAST is going to be a busy week. Got a busy show. It's going to be – we're going to cover something that y'all are not going to miss. It's the Everything Outdoor Fest. We're a part of this. We're partnering with JBM and Jackie and all those to bring this to the upstate. They involved us early on, wanting our help, wanting us to be there. So it's going to be a good time. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to cover a lot of information on it. We're going to do some updates in the coming months. And it's just going to get better and better. And with any first-year show, there's a lot of kind of uncertainty. You've got a lot of things that you're planning to do that you want to make better the next year. So. But y'all are going to be part of this. Y'all need to turn out. You need to come to it. It's in November. It's here in the upstate. There's, you know, it's almost after the rut's over with. But you're going to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do. So anyway, there's in lieu of a normal calendar events, we do have something that we want to talk about. So brought to you by Capital City.
Lake Murray Country.
And that is, the Red Crest was announced from Major League Fishing. I don't know that we ever did the Classic too much.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, so go ahead, Taylor. You got the Classic announcement.
So this was just released the other day, but they announced that the Classic will be back in Knoxville.
The other day?
This is July...
February the
2nd. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, they announced it before this Classic, but I don't think we talked about it very much.
Dang, we're just now getting to it?
Yeah, I think I had it in the stack over there.
If y'all remember, was it it was 2019 when they had
Tennessee River.
When it was on Tennessee River.
Yep.
It's going to be back March 24th through 26th of 2023 in Knoxville. Same place. It's going to be at the Thompson Bowling Arena for weigh-ins. And then where was the
The launch was right there on the riverfront.
Yeah, and
can't remember
then,
that name of that restaurant they were launching in front of.
There was a restaurant?
Yeah, well, don't you remember the restaurant?
It was kind of early.
Yeah.
Kind of cold.
But it was right down there, down on the waterfront on the Tennessee River.
And that's one of the good things I do like about Knoxville, because everything is pretty much right there.
Yeah, it was. It was.
But it's a good and bad thing, because then you have a whole bunch of traffic, and you have a whole bunch of issues when it comes down for weigh-in, because you've got pros coming in, and you've got everybody else coming in for a weigh-in, so there's some traffic jams that you have to deal with. But I'm pretty excited. It's going to be interesting to see how the fishing is, though. That is one
and
thing
if
I'm...
if they can keep that attendance up.
Oh, yeah.
That was 150,000 people or so, they said, came through there. So, be interesting. It'd be, you know, the water was really muddy. I remember I rode with
it
Andy
was.
Montgomery.
Well, it had just rained a lot.
I know, and he wanted orange water. But anyway, he was throwing a Thunder Cricket. And we go. That was the last. That was the last year the guys that went to Major League Fishing who qualified fished the Classic. It was an emotional Classic.
It was every single way, and especially Gerald Swindle and all them. It was hard.
It was hard to watch some of them. It sure was. And that was the one Ott won.
Yep.
And then shortly after that, he found out he had heart surgery.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's exciting. That is going to be what date? March the
24th through the 26th.
And on the front end of March,
yeah.
Major League Fishing just released this week. The Major League Fishing Red Crest, March 10th through the 12th, is coming to Lake Norman. Yes. Lake Norman, North Carolina is going to host.
And what dates?
The 4th Red Crest. March the 10th through the 12th.
How much you want to bet all those guys are going to stay right somewhere smack in the middle?
I don't know, but it's going to be interesting. You know, Norman has gotten to be a good spotted lake fishery with some largemouth. And that time of the year, you may have, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. I know Brian Thrift's excited.
And, you know, we can plan, all us and the guys, we can all plan for how we think the fishing's going to go that time of year and everything, but you just don't, know.
Yeah, the weather. That time of the year, the weather could be really, really nice, like, you know, lows in the 50s and highs in the low 70s. Or you could have 2015 Classic weather,
where it's frozen.
Yeah, 15 degrees in the morning and 40 in the daytime. It could be really interesting that time of the year.
Having to monitor water temps and, you know, how much, if it does rain, how much is the river going to go up? And
Norman can get nasty.
Yep.
So, so you got in the month of March.
Two big tournaments.
The Classic and the Red Crest. One where I don't have to fly, but I need not to fly for either one this time around.
I won't either.
Nice. That's really nice.
A lot to keep up with.
A lot to keep up with. Yeah, y'all hang with us because we're going to be busy all the way through then and beyond. Just for those of you interested, if you want to go take pictures with the sunflowers at Draper Wildlife Management Area, you need to go now. They're already starting to give a little bit of a tip over. But the heads are big. The plants suffered from the drought early on. They're shorter this time around. But the heads are there. The bees and butterflies and all that are all around. It's just a really, really neat little place to go.
Forget pictures. I'm ready for them things, the heads
to
drop.
Oh, the dove field.
And all the doves come in.
Yeah. They're going to have a good field at Draper. They're also, Worth Mountain's going to have a good field, too. I stopped by there, too.
Who's excited?
It's coming, folks. Y'all hang on. We just got to make it through this summer. But anyway, we got Jackie McGinnis, the Everything Outdoor Fest coming up. Y'all hang on because it's going to be a good one. Well, welcome back into another segment here on Woods and Water, South Carolina. Quit throwing boiled peanut shells to the dog. Poor Sophie. She wants a full one, not one that's been used.
The full ones are mine.
I know the full deers. Welcome back to the show. We are glad you're with us today, and we're rolling out something really cool today, Taylor. You know, the bumper music was I Will Wait, and we've been waiting for a little while to get this one going. Mm-hmm. Something we've been working on, I think, since actually around the Classic, I think, was when we met Laura, and we were talking to her about this, and then we got involved with Jackie and Debbie, and I forgot the third part here. Help me out, Jackie.
Kelsey,
yes, can't forget Kelsey. But we're rolling out something that's really cool. We're helping, partnering, going to be a part of, going to have a lot of fun with this over the next few months until it happens in November, and that is the Everything Outdoor Fest. A really neat idea that we're going to get into. It's going to have a lot of stuff for you to do, to see, to take part in, to be an active participant in, which is things Taylor and I love. Mm-hmm. Love to go get your hands dirty. Hopefully you won't get it too dirty, but you get your hands on things here. And just the variety that's going to be included in this thing is going to take us a few shows to get through, Jackie.
I think so. Yep.
But we are talking with Jackie McGinnis from JBM Associates, and she's a first-time guest. Welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Thank you for taking part of your day to be with us. And thank you for bringing this to South Carolina, the upstate. And we are looking forward to making this a great first-year event and an event that's going to happen for the next however long we decide to do it.
Exactly. Forever.
That's right. Well, take a moment, introduce yourselves, because you're involved in an industry here in South Carolina already that a lot of people probably have been to one of your shows before. But take a moment, introduce yourself, your company, and then we're going to dive into this Everything Outdoor Fest.
Perfect. Well, my name is Jackie McGinnis, and my company actually started in Charleston in 2001. It's called JBM and Associates, and we are show producers. So people will know us mostly in South Carolina from the Charleston boat shows. We have been producing that show for 21 years with a great group of marine dealers. And we also have the Charleston Inwater boat show, which has taken a little bit of a break.
Okay.
With the pandemic and other issues, but we also produce the Savannah Boat Show and the Wilmington Boat Show and on, and that's really our passion, is, you know, connecting businesses with consumers, and that's what we love.
And from what I understand and what I've seen, you do a great job of it, because I know some people that are partnering with you for most of those years, and they seem to be doing really well in their industry, especially the boating industry, which brings us to this, because, and you mentioned it while you were talking about the Inwater Boat Show taking a break because the pandemic is where this all started.
That's right.
And it's, yep, where it started for a lot of people. You know, Taylor and I recorded an ad that said the outdoors is never closed, because you couldn't go out to eat, you couldn't go to the movie, you couldn't do this, but the outdoors is never closed. It's in your backyard, it's down the road at a park, it's a national forest, it's wherever you can go on a trout stream or whatever. And for you, that's where this idea started. So give us a little of the background. What brought this about?
Well, I had three boat shows that were literally shut down, like, you know, middle March, right, 2020. And, you know, I had a lot of time on my hands, as we all did, and tried to figure out what the heck to do and how to handle this. And then I started doing a lot, you know, I realized that my sanity was outside and doing a lot of hiking and walking and some bike riding and, you know, anything I could do. You know, I live on Paris Mountain in Greenville. It's a perfect place to be. And I just, you know, one of the things I realized is I've got to be creative. I've got to be, this is what I do. I'm either going to bury my head in the sand, or I'm going to get creative and get my team together and keep the morale going and create something cool. And I always wanted to do something like this in the upstate, South Carolina, because of, I mean, it is the perfect location for it. There's nothing like it, but I could not find the location. I needed to find the perfect outdoor space for an event that had so much activity and so many layers to it that I needed a great deal of space. Then I realized that I'd been to this farm before for an event years ago, and it's called the Historic Hopkins Farm, and it's in Simpsonville. And I, that's where it all started. So I had to have the location first. I also, I had the kind of the vision of what I wanted to do. And then it all just started to fall into place, and we created the brand, Everything Outdoor Fest. And the concept is cool because it's not just a typical event where you've just got exhibitors selling products and services to consumers. You know, but we had enough space to be able to do cool activities, a lot of demos, a lot of, you know, people trying different things out, learning from the experts. So really, the show is going to be everything from in four different categories, so to speak, yeah. Water, dirt, road, and power. And we're going to have companies doing demos on camping and hiking gear and kayaks and canoes, paddle boards, mountain and road biking, boats, RVs, you name it, ATVs, everything that we can get our hands on. And we're looking, we've been spending 2 years on tracking down experts in each field and providing so that we can get them to provide clinics. We've even got yoga. You know, we've got Everything Outdoor Fest is going to be for people who are curious, who want to learn and want to experience. And really, then we're going to have the coolest brands, the coolest outdoor brands there for people to actually buy and talk to the experts who own these companies. And so we're super excited because every day is a new adventure and we come across something else and someone else that could add great value to this event.
Absolutely. When we were talking, before we were talking to the show, we came up with a few more too.
That's right. It just never ends. My to-do list is huge.
Yes. So is mine on this end. Well, we are excited to be part of it. Thank you for, I know Laura got a hold of me, like I said, kind of back before the Bassmaster Classic and talked just a bit. And then right. We've had a couple of meetings. I'm excited. Taylor's excited. Mm-hmm. Aren't you, Bo?
I am.
Okay.
I hope you are.
She sounds like it.
I'm very excited.
She's already been telling me, Dad, we got to have Woods and Water South Carolina shirts. We got to have new shirts. And I'm like,
yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, we're excited to be there because this is what we love. We love hands
getting
on.
Out there and like meeting people.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Well, and, you'll have thousands to meet. So.
Oh, great. And you poked a hole in it. Good job.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Taylor's a fiddler while we're doing this stuff. Sometimes
I have to be doing something.
Sure, her hands
have
to be busy.
It helps my mind think.
Yes.
I agree.
But, yeah, and Hopkins Farm, and the venue, you had to have the right one. That's the Hopkins Farm space. And the time of the year, November.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, the big part of what we do is finding the right time of year, right? It's, you know, with our boat shows, it's very cyclical what we do. And with this, we needed to make sure we had the right time of year. And, you know, it's according to Carol at Hopkins Farm, this is going to be the beautiful fall weather. And,
oh, yes.
And I'm going to go with that. And usually it's a less rain and chances. So we're just going to go with that, and it's going to be perfect. People, there's a lot more exhibitors who are available
free.
Then.
That's exactly right.
Right. And that is very important to us. We've got to make sure we can get our folks there. But yeah, the location is critical, and the amount of space that offers. You know, we looked at other places, but they didn't have a water feature, or they had too many rules, right? You know, with something like this, you know, we're bringing in a lot of things. So, with the water at Hopkins Farm, it was absolutely perfect, and they're wonderful to work with. So you know, we're right now it's like putting the pieces of the puzzles to get the puzzle together. So I'd love to talk to you a little bit about what we have so far, if that's okay.
Yeah. Got about two minutes or so, okay. 2.5 minutes. So you can get started, and then we got a segment after that. And we'll just pick up wherever we finish up, we'll just pick off where we left off next time.
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do, like I said, is a lot of demos and products that are applicable to most ages, right? So we've got a kids' village. We've got the Girl Scouts from Midlands to Mountains who are going to host a ton of activities, including a really neat scavenger hunt where the first 500 kids who complete it will get a custom Everything Outdoor Fest patch to sew on their favorite backpack, hat or overnight bag, which is really cool. But we also have, I love this, the Dock Dogs competition. We have been trying to work with the Dock Dogs for a long time. They're the aquatic dog jumping groups that come in, and it's just a fantastic spectator sport that is so much fun to watch for kids and adults. We have Upstate Archery Academy, who's going to be doing some clinics on archery, and we'll have a lot more details on that soon.
Okay.
We have other dog activities coming, but I can't announce them yet, although I can announce the Natural Habitat Pup Walk and Talk. So this is a clinic for people who want to learn some trail skills for hiking with their dogs. It's a very dog-friendly event. We're even going to have little bandanas for dogs, for the dogs who come.
Aww.
Yeah, we're very inclusive of dogs. And we've got lifestyle and nutrition clinics with wellness coach Carolyn Day. And this is a cool story. She was literally dying from lupus, and she made a lot of strong lifestyle and nutrition changes. And today she's actually done some half iron challenges, and she's a great coach. So she's going to be there. Professional cyclist and coach Andrew Blackstock with Rocket Revolution will be doing some clinics for cyclists of all level. We have kids fishing clinics with TV show host Don Digman, who is phenomenal. He has worked with us for a lot of years at our boat shows, and he teaches kids the joy of fishing, and he also gets the parents involved. And every kid who comes will get a free rod and reel, every kid who participates in this clinic. So
your own tackle.
It's amazing. And we have other things like, kids discovering the outdoors with award-winning children's book author, Jo Hackle. She's going to be there, a daily schedule of yoga in the mornings. We're even working on a run on Saturday morning, which we'll have a lot more info on soon.
All right.
And just a lot of other things.
That's a lot. A lot of
fly fishing demos, et cetera.
A lot more stuff for us to get into. Well, hang on, Jackie. We're going to take a little break here, come back, and talk a little more about the Outdoor Fest and some of the other stuff we got going on and how you can get involved. Not only as coming, but as maybe a sponsor or bringing your company there. So hang on. We'll be back on the other side of the break. More Woods and Water, South Carolina. Don't roll your eyes. I've seen you wearing sunglasses at night.
No, that's just you. That is just
Is that why
you.
You're so dark?
What? Hey.
Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Taylor, this is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor's eyes lit up because we knew they were going to be there, and then you mentioned them, but one of our favorite things at SeaWee is?
Dock dogs. And they're actually going to be at the Everything Outdoor Fest this November, and every time we have seen them at SeaWee, I have never wanted to leave.
Yeah, I have a hard time pulling you away from the dock dogs.
But it's a really cool thing that y'all are having them. That's really special because it is such a big thing, and I know it will attract a lot of people.
Yeah, you got different dogs. I mean, you think dock dogs. Okay, we're going to see a bunch of Labrador Retrievers.
Yeah, no.
Well, you do see a lot of Labradors, but you see a lot of other dogs, uh-huh. too. If a dog can jump and he can halfway swim, then he can be in the dock dogs competition. And we've seen a lot of different kind of dogs. And, oh, man, when one of them grabs that bumper in the air before they hit the water and it's long, and that's what keeps you there, Jackie. You said you've never really seen them. But it's
dying to.
Yeah. It's you can sit there and watch them because you are hoping every one of them will catch that bumper before it hits the water. And I don't know if that's the goal. I don't claim to be all knowing about this thing, but I would think if you're throwing a bumper for a dog, you want him to catch it. But you're throwing that bumper also to get him to jump distance wise. That's what you're really after. You're after those long jumps and all, but it's really cool when a dog jumps far enough to catch that bumper in the air.
Yeah.
You know, you got a really long jump in that dog. But that's a cool one. The Taylor's eyes lit up when you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. I'm glad to make you happy, Taylor.
Yeah. Just be forewarned, folks. There is a splash zone.
There is a splash zone.
With dock dogs.
Good.
So just.
pulled out.
And it's not necessarily off the end of the duck dog pool. It can be to either side, everywhere. Too.
It is everywhere. Bring an umbrella.
Yeah, bring a little umbrella. November might be a little chillier than it is at Seawee in February. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun thing, duck dog. So we've thrashed about a little bit trying to figure out how to explain this, but I think we've come up with it. You're going to have, like, themed areas in the Outdoor Fest.
Yeah.
And I want you to talk about those themed areas.
Okay. Yeah, so when we started visualizing everything Outdoor Fest, you know, we wanted to make it full of experiences because I've been producing shows for 30-plus years and consumer events for 21. And really, what makes a great event, there's so much competition for people's times. Who wants to go to something that they're just going to be gone in 45 minutes or 30 minutes?
Right.
I don't. You know, this is going to be more of something where people will have so many things to experience, so many people to meet and talk to, that they're not going to want to leave. So we're offering actually multi, you know, weekend passes and things like that. But we can talk about that later. But
right.
The themes are dirt, road, water, and power. And they're kind of fun themes. So under dirt is camping, hiking, and mountain biking. And we're envisioning, you know, like REI's camping clinics and working on putting those together now and other kinds of working on hiking basics and how to plan a trip when you're backpacking. I mean, things like that. So we're also really hoping to get a pump track, but we're working on that, mountain bike pump track.
Ah.
These are the things, and this is what keeps me up at night, is trying to find, you know, find these things and make sure that we're doing everything we can. Now, because it's a first-year event, we know that every year it's going to be different. Every year we're going to, you know, find new cool things to do. But the other theme is road. Cycling, running, and walking, and things like that. We're actually, one of my colleagues right now is working on a potential little running race to Saturday morning, and we'll have a lot more details as that comes to fruition. But, you know, all of this is really important. You know, very important that people can get out there and experience and learn. So we'll probably have, like, running companies and organizations there with shoes and get fit for shoes, things like that.
The stuff you need to do it.
And because Greenville is so, the upstate's so huge with cycling, you know, we're working with Boyd Cycling,
okay,
who are wheel builders, and they were professional cyclists, and they've helped me tremendously with this stuff and the Rocket Revolution. They're coaches and they've got camps on cycling and all these other folks that are just so involved in the cycling world that will be participating in some ways. The water area, which is so cool. This is really coming together. We've got the fishing, the kayaking, and paddleboard. We even have a stand-up paddleboard yoga class, right? And that
no Taylor.
Yeah, well, I probably bust my butt. So.
And then, of course, the fishing demos. I know we have fly fishing demos already set up and kayaking and just a lot of things that people can learn, techniques. On the power end of things, you know, this is the part where there are ATVs and boats and RVs and things that I'm hoping to get some, we may have some influencers there who are in the RV world and they just kind of go from place to place with their families and RVs. And we want to get people to be able to learn how their family manages this. And
okay,
so we're talking to folks like that.
Neat.
Of course, we are looking for an ATV company who would want to sponsor an area at the show, because we have trails where people could actually potentially demo, and we're working on
wow,
that. That's what's so great about this farm. It is so neat. It's got some trails, it's got water, it's got endless fields, it's got so much space that we are really able to fit a lot of bigger items there. So if you're an RV company or a boat company and you want to sell products, and there's no better way. One thing I've learned in 21 years of doing this, there's no better way than face-to-face sales.
Oh, no.
I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
You know, the statistics prove it. And you know, there's a lot of data on that, that people will buy much more often if they are in front of you and they like can try your product, right? And
yeah,
actually see it and touch it.
And I was talking to someone the other day about maybe, and I forget who it was, but we were talking about like 18 and 19. And I know Taylor and I were fixing to go to ICAST in Orlando.
Yeah.
Huge fishing trade show. Go every year. Didn't have it in 2021. No, we did. We did have it in 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had it last year. I'm sorry. I misspoke. And, you know, it was a little down as far as maybe companies and attendance.
Yeah.
But it was so nice that you had time to spend and talk to people that normally you'd just be able to pass and pass and say, oh, hey, how you doing? Good to see you again this year. You know, blah, blah, blah. And that's what you're after with this. You want to have enough vendors and exhibits to spread people out, where when people come in, they can actually talk to someone. Because you're right, there's nothing like hands-on and face-to-face talking with somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the other thing I love about the industry and the consumer show industry, which I refer to because that's really what this is, as well as a festival, is really the exhibitors do business with each other. So it's super cool to watch. You know, typically at the end of my boat shows, I see all my exhibitors like buying from each other. And it's so fun. They make deals with each other to carry their products in their stores or wherever, you know. And so I think that's important part of this too, is really connecting businesses and businesses together, small businesses, big businesses, but also really about the consumer coming in and learning more about your product and service. And the gear and goods area of the show is really where the exhibitors, it's really the exhibitor village, and we're calling it gear and goods. And it's really basically where all the tents will be with the exhibitors, everyone from, you know, sunglass companies to bike companies to, you know, clothing companies. Those are the folks that we're going after. You know, anyone who is in the outdoor space, we've met some really neat companies. There's a company called OME Gear. And they make this really neat chair. It's a cart that turns into a chair. And they're some incredible women who I believe are out of Charleston. And they've been doing their RV tour around the country. Actually, they've been ambassadors for our show because they're so excited about it that they've been spreading the word to other cool brands, outdoor brands. And they've been in touch with us. So, you know, that makes us really happy, just that people understand the value of what we're trying to do for the upstate, because there is no event like this.
No.
In the upstate, there's other types of outdoor shows and events, but nothing that has the sales component and the experiential component and all of the other cool things.
Absolutely. Wow. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie's like, no, I need some more time. I need some more time. But anyway, all right. Well, y'all hang on. We're going to be back with more on the Everything Outdoor Fest after the break. So hang around. And welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina, the last segment of the show for today. Hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you got November 4th, 5th, and 6th on your calendar. And I've already been to Google Maps and plugged in historic Hopkins Farms to figure out where you're going to be those 3 days, because you're not going to want to miss it. Taylor and I will be there In case you want to come by and meet us, I don't know. Maybe. Probably want to come by and meet you. They probably don't want to come by and see me. I have a face made for radio. You have a face made for TV.
Sure.
But if you know, we've talked about the venue to some extent the first segment of this show, and I went back and I looked it up. Hopkins Farms was the site of a Revolutionary War battle that occurred days before Christmas of 1775. It was the Battle of Great Canebrake. And, man, it's just our area. South Carolina is such a historic place. And it goes on to say, as the first colonists began settling the upcountry of South Carolina, a man of the name of William Tony established Tony's store in what today is Hopkins Farm. And it was a trading post, you know. So it's just, it's amazing. 2,000 acres. If you have a chance, go on their website, look at the history, and it's, I love this stuff. But it was a big farm, and now it's going to be the venue to the Everything Outdoor Fest. So its legacy continues. And welcome back, Jackie McGinnis. Thank you for taking your time to be on the show. Thanks for getting this all together. I mean, you talked about staying up at night wondering about things. I know exactly how you feel, especially with a first-year event. I think it's going to be a good one. I think it gives you a good base to grow it on, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, we're excited about it. We, you know, we started planning this thing in summer of 2020 through the pandemic, and it's just got so many legs to it. So it's exciting for someone like me who likes the creative part of it. And my logistics team, of course, it's a little bit more stressful. I keep throwing things at them. Yes, and we're going to do this.
Yes. Yeah. Make your list and go do.
Yep. The to-do list.
Well, we hit on it briefly in the last segment. Exhibitors, vendors, and then the attendees and all. But you are looking for exhibitors to come, do demos. You're looking for vendors to come set up and interact with people and sell their stuff. Talk just a minute or two about that, and then we want to talk about the attendees. You, those that are listening who want to come out, we're going to talk to you a little bit about how you get there, what it's going to cost you, and you don't want to make this an morning thing.
Yes. Okay. So
yes,
we have gotten to the point now where 4 months out from the event, not even, and we finally have our content, a lot of great programming. We have our floor plan, which is what takes the longest time to create for something like this. So everything is on our website, and every week we update it with more and more activities, and we're starting to sell our exhibitor space.
Okay.
So the exhibitor space, what's great, it's like I mentioned earlier, we've got 10 by 10 spaces, 10 by 20, 10 by 30, but we also have areas within the show for bulk space, what we call bulk space, which really means bigger space. So,
okay,
you know, RVs and ATVs and cars and anything that needs more, golf cars, anything that needs more space.
Boats.
We have it. Boats, lots of those.
Yes.
Yeah, can't forget those.
Yep.
And so what we're trying to do now are we're looking for the highest quality outdoor companies out there that see the value of getting in front of thousands of people who are sharing their passion of the outdoors, right? So okay, their clients. I think, you know, because the event is so unique and there's 3 full days of selling, you know, this is, it's a great opportunity for a new company who's selling their products and services or an existing company. This is just a great opportunity to get in front of someone.
You mentioned REI. Yeah. You mentioned REI is going to be there doing hiking clinics.
Yeah. So we're working with them on some great clinics, and I'm super excited. You know, we've got Cabela's coming, and there's going to be a lot of others that we'll be able to mention once we solidify things. But, you know, we're also looking for, you know, oh, we've got this area I forgot to tell you that I love. It's called the EOF Playground. So EOF is Everything Outdoor Fest for short. We're trying to be cool. And and the playground is for all games, outdoor games. So cool outdoor games. So we've been able to find find some that are actually just sending us their games to be part of the show. And we're going to have just this massive area with really cool, like a golf, like a disc golf game.
Sure.
And CrossNet is another company, and all sorts of different games. So people can just hang out and have fun and play.
And that's the type.
And people's brands.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the type of stuff people can do in their backyards.
Exactly. And so we're excited because there are so many neat companies, and a lot of them, actually we've connected with a bunch out of the West Coast, and they're not able to come, but they're able to send us their products for the playground. So that's exciting. And that's cool. Another sales opportunity for them. And so, that's called the playground, EOF Playground. And, but you know, we are looking also for companies that are interested in demoing. So this is the best way to sell a product, really.
Sure.
Being able to try it out. Now, I understand, you know, I've been in the boat show industry for a long time. In the past few years, have been tough with inventory, things starting to get a little bit better. But, you know, we are optimistic that we'll have some great products represented, and maybe that'll just grow and grow every year as things, you know, resolve. Sure. But right now we've got a great location for gear and goods, which is the exhibitor tents.
Okay.
And you know what I urge people to do is go to everythingoutdoorfest.com. You'll see this really fun video that we produced showing the kind of the lifestyle feel. Right? That was fun.
It's a good one.
And then, you know, you'll be able to find the exhibitor tab, and the floor plan is, it's an interactive, cool floor plan where you can see how we've got it all laid out. And we can talk to you. We love to talk to everyone. You know, it's all about relationships. So sure. We would love to hear from people. Give us a call. I can give you our phone number at JBM, but also you can find us through the website. Chelsea@JBMshows.com is Chelsea. Rosamund is our sales director, and okay. Very, very helpful. And she can kind of walk people through things. We are looking for sponsors still. There's so many great sponsorship opportunities. I forgot to mention, we have a music stage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Food trucks. So yeah.
What's great is people can come. This is not going to be where you come for an hour. Trust me. You're going to want to plan your day. And who knows, you might want to buy a weekend pass, because I really feel like we're going to attract people from all over. So we're marketing. We have an extensive marketing plan.
Okay.
And we are going to be marketing a couple hundred mile radius. And I do expect that people will come and they will be spending their time here in the upstate. They'll be in the hotels, in the RV parks. They're going to be, you know, in different places. And they're going to be looking for weekend adventure. So I think they're going to stay mostly be coming to the event 2 days and maybe have to stay a third day.
Maybe. Well, I mean, when you get the schedule up and you've got a fishing demo that you want to go see here this day, and then you got an RV demo, and then you want to go check out mountain biking over there, and you got a ride around there, and then there's RVs you want to go look at. Oh, we got to go back over here because I want to buy a kayak, and I need to go buy some t-shirts over here. And
yep.
You know, it's going to be a long-term deal. So talk about the attendees now. The people want to come. We've got tickets out there.
So
run through that for us.
Okay. Everything we're asking, people are going to have to purchase tickets in advance. And, you know, the cool thing is, one of the things, I've talked to another outdoor company, and he does a lot of shows, and he said, I think your prices are too low. And I'm like, really? You know, I'd love to hear that, but we do that on purpose. We want people to be able to afford to come and bring their families. And so everything is on the website, and we're asking people to purchase their tickets online only.
Okay.
So when they come to the farm, all they have to do is show our parking attendants. They'll scan their phones. They can always print it out if they don't want to, you know, have it on their phone. So the tickets are so reasonable. It's $10 for adults. You know, $2 off for seniors 65 and older. We've got a military discount as well. $5 for kids, 4 to 12. Weekend passes are only $25 for adults and 12 for kids, 4 to 12. So kids 3 and under get in free, and everything that you can do everything once you're there, and we're not charging extra for every little thing. Right. So the only, you know, you'll have to pay for your food and things sure. like that. But, sure. you know,
anything you take home with you, you're going to have to pay for.
not doing that.
Yeah.
And, yeah. In the parking, there'll be plenty of parking. You know, everything we have, the best way to keep track of everything is through our social media. We've got Facebook and Instagram, and if they could follow at Everything Outdoor Fest.
Okay.
On both those. And our website is updated weekly, everythingoutdoorfest.com. And really, you know, really, if you want to connect with outdoor enthusiasts, and you want to be part of something that's just, you know, we all have a passion for, then I hope you'll come to Everything Outdoor Fest, November 4th through 6th. And, you know, look at our website for all the details and call us. We're happy to help.
Taylor, you excited?
I'm very excited.
It's an all-age event.
Yep.
From kids all the way through adults. You don't have to have the experience of everything. You can learn while you're there. So beginners
yeah, there's so
all the
much
way through.
To do.
Yeah. Duck dogs, archery, Taylor. You think you can still shoot a bow?
Haven't
shot one in a few years. Yeah. She'll try it.
And we may even have Taylor talking. I'm hoping she's going to do it.
That's scary.
I'm totally down to that.
you to talk about being a woman and the outdoors and all the cool experiences you've had. And you've got a lot going on.
Absolutely. Jackie, thank you so much. Folks, it's Everything Outdoor Fest coming to the upstate of South Carolina, November the
4th through the 6th.
As always, thanks for tuning in. Make time to get out there.
Take the back roads when you can.
Don't forget the camera. See you back here next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina.